His coaching job was at Burr Oak High School in Kansas. But little coaching was done due to the lack of facilities and money on hand, prompting the future Baron of basketball to look north to Marshalltown, Iowa, where the spotlight still didn't rest on the hardwood, but inside the ring, as he would amusingly discover.
I finally wound up being the wrestling coach. Now, I didn't know anything about wrestling. I'd never seen a wrestling match in my life. And they had a boy named Allie Morrison, who turned out to be one of the finest wrestlers. In fact, the year before, he won the AAU championship while he was in high school in his weight. He was a clever little rascal, but he was too old to compete in high school. So I said, Allie, while I'm out here now then with a football team, I was line coach in football, while I'm out there helping with that business, you get these wrestlers going. So I bought a book on wrestling, and I didn't know one hold from another. I just, all I knew is you just take a guy and throw him on his back and try to pin him. That is all I knew about it. So I'd sneak in there and kind of watch, see what they're doing, and Allie was doing a fine job. Well, we won every single match that we had. Of course, I was a faculty advisor. Let's put it that way. I wasn't the coach because I couldn't coach anything. So we finally went to the state tournament, and we all got ready to go, and the superintendent of schools decided that Allie couldn't make the trip, and I wanted him with me. We, of course, had already worked through some of these preliminary elimination tournaments. We stayed at a fraternity house, and I know I had an 80-pounder. A kid weighed 80 pounds, and he wrestled. And that night, I had him in an upper bunk, and he fell out of bed. And he cried all night long, said he hurt his shoulder and everything else. And he couldn't wrestle. I said, you got to wrestle. There were only four left in that division, and I had to have that point. I said, if you don't win anything, we'll at least get one point out of the deal. And by Joe, that was the point that we won the state wrestling championship with. We were down and had to win with a fall in the heavyweight division in order to win it, and we won that in 26 seconds. By the time those two heavyweights got in there, our boy pinned this other boy, and we won the state championship. You can imagine how I felt walking up there and getting the trophy for having coached the state wrestling championship team. Well, we finally came home and had a big assembly, and then, of course, I had to present this trophy to the high school principal, and I never felt as bad in my life as I did that day when I knew I was presenting something to a high school and didn't have a thing to do with it except I was just a chaperone of a team, and that Allie Morrison should have had the credit for it. And, of course, we gave him all the credit for it, and he was just a tremendous help, and if it hadn't been for Allie, I don't think we'd had a wrestling team that year because I sure didn't know anything about it.